Right now it's 6:20 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
I like amusement parks. I'm not a big amusement park ride fan. And I think all three of us are kind of the same in that, which is strange.
At least you'll go on them, though, won't you? We don't even go on them.
No, I think I usually avoid them. I mean, I have gone on them before.
Yeah, I thought you'd gotten on us before for being chickens, but that's okay. I don't care. Yeah, you're right. I'm a chicken.
Yeah, I'm a chicken, too. And if I'm going to go on an amusement park ride, I'll do it in my go-kart when going to and from work.
There you go.
But 32 people got stuck on the steam whirler in Bowie, Maryland.
Bowie.
This was at a Six Flags establishment, not the one here, but in Maryland. And they had a mechanical malfunction. They were in the middle of this ride, and all of a sudden it just stops midway. Mm-hmm. So they're stranded up on the tracks. But they were all safely evacuated from the scene. Now, the steam whirler, I don't even know what this ride is, but it's described as a moderate thrill attraction. A moderate thrill.
No thanks.
Come get a moderate thrill. It features four rotating arms, each carrying up to 8 passengers. Oh, I see a picture of it here. Oh, yeah, it's one of these that, so it's got these arms that spin around, and on the end of each arm is like a, almost like a globe that has 8 people strapped in it, and it spins all around while the arms are going as well.
That's even worse, the one that spins around in circles.
But this summer, at a different amusement park, at Cedar Point's Siren Cruise roller coaster, there were people that were stuck upside down for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
On, quote, North America's tallest, longest, and fastest tilt roller coaster.
Oh, my.
I don't know what a tilt coaster is.
Just that it tilts you upside down for half the ride or something, or a fourth
of
the ride?
Maybe that's what it means.
Did that happen once with the shockwave? Did people get trapped upside down at our Six Flags?
I don't remember that story. Now, I have been on the shockwave. We've all ridden the shockwave, right?
No, I have not.
Really?
No way.
Never had enough guts to go on it.
Me
I did
neither.
Judge Roy Scream. But
I remember that one. That's no longer in existence,
I don't
right?
think so, but never did the shockwave.
Judge Roy Scream.
Okay. I did the mini mine train.
That's scary.
I did the log ride. That was scary.
But the Cedar Point Sirens Cruise roller coaster has broken down 4 times since they had their grand opening, I think in July. And it has really sensitive safety sensors that shut the thing down midway in the ride.
Sensitivity.
A lot of sensitivity. And it forces the riders to scale down a 160-foot tall curve from the roller coaster. And the people who had to do that said that that was 10 times scarier than the roller coaster.
Yes.
That. When they're way up there on in the wind whipping around, you're way up, you're 16 stories tall, and you're having to climb down a rickety ladder.
Oh, my God. I would hate that.
But that is at a non-Six Flags park,
wow.
I believe. But, yeah. I've never been stuck on a ride, I don't think.
No.
Mm-mm. And also, it doesn't seem like the all safety bars. It's like, you got seatbelt technology? Maybe we could do that, or does that just take too long? Or I guess they can't control seatbelts enough. Like, you don't know if someone latched it in properly with the safety bar. They at least know they can look quickly and see that they're all down.
Are you sure that guy put the bar down the right way? Does he really check it?
Mm-mm. The disinterested teenager?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Or uninterested? I wonder if has disinterested come to mean uninterested now?
Yeah, I do hear it more.
I hear more people use it as meaning uninterested rather than impartial, which is what disinterested means, but or used to mean.
Do you like the videos of, I guess they're from GoPros, people on roller coasters and they pass out?
I love watching those videos.
It's so wrong. And their friends are sitting there laughing at them.
Friends dying laughing, and they're all
passed out looking at a ride doll.
And then they'll come to in the middle of the ride and start screaming, and they pass out again.
That's so wrong.
But yet, it's funny to watch, George. People going crazy on roller coasters. Yeah, it seems to be two different responses. There's always the one person who's sitting there dying laughing at the crazy ride, and the person next to him is screaming in absolute terror. Both on the exact same ride. But it hits different. Have you ever thrown up off a ride?
No.
Like after you've ridden it,
yes.
Or on the ride? You have.
Yeah, one of those where you're going in circles and the floor drops out.
That's the exact one that I threw up on.
Yeah, that got me.
Is that the Spinnaker?
Yeah, the Spinnaker.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't throw up inside the Spinnaker. I threw up after we got off the ride and I walked over to a planter box about 20 feet away.
Yeah, that just messed me up.
And hurled one of those orange push-ups. You remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a great
Fred Flintstone on them, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a great kid moment. Get off a ride and vomit a push-up
into a planter box.
Bingo.
Why would that be a bingo?
It is for you.
No, it isn't. But
potted
I felt
planter,
so
planter
sick,
box.
It took me so long to get over that. The only other time I had that much motion sickness was when I went up in a stunt plane.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
At Addison Airport, there was a stunt pilot, and I forget, like, why I was doing it, but went up in the stunt plane, and he put that thing through so many paces. We did loop-de-loops up there. We were spinning around and barrel rolling. It was just insane, these maneuvers that he's doing. Meanwhile, it feels like we're pulling 8 Gs. But I got out of that plane and was so shaky, and we went to a cafe afterwards, and I had to lay in the booth just white as a sheet.
Was the pilot laughing?
Yes. Didn't bug him at all. He's like a 60-year-old dude, kind of portly and everything, but he could absolutely didn't bother him at all.
Nope.
Didn't get it.
I can't believe you did that.
I know. Well, but it was like an adventure. It's like I will never get the opportunity to do this again.
That's fine.
And I survived it.
And since you survived it, are you happy you did it?
Oh, I have so much more confidence now.
You have the experience?
Yes, I have so much more confidence now.
Radio superstar coming through.
That's the moment I became a radio superstar. Anyway, that happened. All right, and as we observe our world here in the observation deck, would you like to stoke some generational difference talk?
Sure.
That's always fun.
Crank that up.
Try to emphasize people's differences to get them at each other's throats. Now, the whole article to me is worded a little bit strangely, so it makes me start doubting, is this just a bunch of AI slop? But it's in the New York Post, one of our most notable, honored, revered newspapers.
The New York Compost?
The New York Compost. No, it's the Washington Compost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the New York Slimes.
That's right.
That's what Mark Levin says. Mr. Pedosa. But American young adults under the age of 27, so we're talking about Gen Zers. What percentage would you say of Gen Zers bring their parents to job interviews when they're job searching?
I hope it's zero.
Let's go less than 5% on that one.
Okay.
I really hope it's zero. But since you're asking, I'm going to guess it's going to be something shocking, like 15%.
Yep.
According to this, 77%
no
say that
way.
They have
this
brought
is
a parent to a job interview
no,
when they were
is
job
AI
searching.
Horse hockey.
No way.
There is no way.
There's no way.
79% admitted that once they get the job, their parents continue communicating with their managers, routinely asking for promotions, pay increases, and days off on behalf of their
I can't believe this.
Child.
My God.
And this is, help me out again with Gen Z. What age group are we talking about?
These are people, young adults, 27 years and younger.
Oh. Okay. Well, based on the survey, I just figured these were people ages 1 to 3.
Okay. Gosh. Stop. So this makes you think that kids are soft these days, or is it indicative that parents and children have better relationships these days than in previous generations?
I guess both could be true. Maybe the relationships are better. But if you are going to a job interview with your son or daughter, and they're in their 20s, and this is what they're going to try to do for their career, you might be a ridiculous helicopter parent.
Yes.
This is part of your new routine. Where's the laughter?
I don't know. Right. No, thank you.
Let's give us another line.
No, come on.
When they're sitting in the interviews, 34% say that of the Gen Zers say that their parents answered questions.
Oh my God.
Well, he's a good people person. You just got to be around him for a while.
What do you think are your best qualities?
I can tell you his best qualities.
Mom,
shut up.
And he's really cute.
30% say their parents asked questions during the job interview.
Okay, this is the most bogus thing I've ever heard.
And 27% say their parents helped negotiate their salary or benefits. I told you I have doubts about this too.
This is a fake story.
I believe
you are fake news.
I believe parents are going with these kids. I do not believe 77% are going to job interviews.
It sounds crazy to me too.
Okay, I have my youngest is about that age group that's getting their first job. I never heard of any of that with his friend group. That their parents went, oh yeah, you know, my dad went with him and helped him get the job. Never heard that.
Okay, well maybe they mean that 70%, 77% go and wait outside the room, and then only 40% sat in on the interview.
There's
maybe
no
something
way
like that.
And I think of my son's friend group. There is no way any of those kids would go, yeah, Mom, hey, I got my first interview today. Just wait outside, but could you go with me? No.
The offer is $30,000 a year. I'm sorry, that's not enough for him right now. No, he wants more than that right now. Ugh. Mom, just hold on. Just let me do it. No. I can't let you be insulted like this. Gosh, would you have wanted to take your mom to the job interview? Would your mom have been a good negotiator?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want her there. It's my job. It's not my parents' job.
I don't think there's
any way. But if your parent can get you a better deal.
There's no way my parents would have gone.
No, they would have said
a job interview for me.
My dad would have said, are you nuts?
Maybe when I was 12 trying to get a job as a busboy, maybe, but they didn't even go to that one.
Even then, yeah, when I interviewed with Bob Putt to be a bag boy, I was 13.
Wait. This guy worked at a golf place and his name was what?
Yes.
Bob Putt? Okay, you expect us to believe this story.
But no, my parents
the most generic first name and then that last name. Bob Putt.
They didn't go with me.
Well, I think my mom went with me when I interviewed at the movie theater when I was 16 years old. I didn't have a ride otherwise. How was I going to get up there?
Okay, well, she gave you a ride, but she didn't go in and say, so what's your pay scale
she
here?
Didn't do that.
Yeah, if you got a ride, that's one thing.
But I remember even at the ticket, my mom really didn't like me flying. She was always fearful of flying. My mom feared everything in the world. And I remember even years, I'd been at the ticket for 10 years, and she was still made the most ridiculous claims like, hey, Mom, you know, I got to go to the Super Bowl. We got this trip coming up, you know, work trip and everything. I don't want you flying. Well, Mom, I got to go. It's work. They're telling me I'm going. Well, you tell them that your mom just said that you can't go. Like, Mom, don't work that way. Doesn't work that way. I'm in my 20s. It's not going to happen. You just tell them your mother told you. She thought that was like the ultimate trump card. Like the workplace just had to respect that.
His mom said
because she invoked motherdom.
Well, I'm interested in this topic. I would like some more stats to back up this 77% stat.
83% say their mom or dad have packed their lunch for work.
I guess I need to rephrase it. I'd like another source to confirm this story.
73% get help from their parents completing work assignments.
That's ridiculous. No way is it this high. No way.
No.
It's the New York Post, so...
There's either no way these numbers are correct, or, my God, are we in trouble.
Yeah, we're done.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.